Trump's order says people born to parents who are unlawfully present, and even those whose parents were lawfully in the U.S. under temporary visas, will no longer be recognized as citizens. A joint statement from Evers and Call alleges that's a violation of the U.S. Constitution's 14th Amendment, and Trump's order should be rejected by the courts. They also say if Trump's birthright citizenship order holds, Wisconsin would lose federal funding for programs like Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program. Just after retaking the presidency Monday, Trump signed a bevy of other executive orders. Those included withdrawing the U.S. from the World Health Organization and pardoning more than 1,500 people charged in connection with the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.